Please welcome Lorelei Egli.
We have the same shoes. So when, as often happens, when I heard the theme, I thought, oh, I can't really relate to Sound the Alarm. And then the next day I went for a walk with a friend of mine around the bay, and she started talking about climate change and how the ocean's rising, and pointing out that we live at 12 feet elevation, and that it's very likely that it's not going to be 100 years, but it will be 50 years before our house is underwater. And since we don't have any heirs, I thought, well, 50 years, that'll work for me if the if the termites don't finish off our house first. We have a log cabin that they're enjoying voraciously. Then the next day, I met a friend for lunch, and he works for the county, and he has a different life than mine. He's involved in money and banking, and he was letting me know that there's an imminent recession, and that the banks will fail, and we won't, you know, all the investments are going to go south. And again, I thought, oh, another alarm, but I don't have any investments besides the house that will be underwater. So I felt okay with that. My first husband always wanted me to get a job with the county or Cal Poly, and so that I would have some kind of a pension and a retirement and benefits, which shocking, yeah, that I never considered. And so I applied for a job with PG&E, and I got the job, and then they said, you'll have 20 hours a week, no benefits, and I would be making less than I was. So I thought, well, forget that. Most of the people that I know who work for corporations or county were just counting the years and days, and were really quite unhappy with what they were doing, and were counting on the end result being the big prize. And so I decided, after the Enron incident, where people who had been working for years and years putting their pension together and counting on this money, when that failed, I thought, definitely I'm not going to to go that route. And another part of working for PG&E, I realized, actually, one of my professions is also eco-terrorist, and so that I would have a really hard time being a meter reader, especially in Los Osos, where all garages are not used for cars but for stuff. And our neighbors, for instance, have a full-size refrigerator in their house, another refrigerator in the garage, and a full-size freezer. And we have... not by choice, but we have Barbie appliances. Our stove is like this, and our refrigerator is like this. But I realized I would get really frustrated, probably. You know, we live within 10 miles of three large stores, not out in the middle of Montana. So I get really lathered about extraneous appliances. And so another extraneous appliance for me are dryers. My family's from Switzerland, as I've said, and they hang their clothes out in the winter in the basement. So I'm adamant about not, you know, the day that it's raining, I wish, you know, we don't have to do laundry. So I've come up with a new group for Los Osos. It's Low Tech. And it's a Los Osos Tenants Encouraging Clotheslines. And I I was thinking the T was, I understand, I didn't know that it could be tweakers. Apparently we have quite a few in Los Osos, or tokers, or Turks, or teetotalers. But I like the low-tech idea. So I realized that alarms were sort of going off quite a bit all around. I was thinking about when I'm in company with pregnant women and people start to tell them stories, horrible stories about pregnancy and all of the nightmares, or if you're going to have surgery, all the horrible things that can happen. So I was realizing that we really, I don't know if enjoy sounding alarms is the word, but my recent one is an alarm, alcohol. I have been seeing how, I was in the market the other day, and I was standing in front of, from the front to the back of the Ralph's, wall of beer. There was a man there taking inventory, and I said, "Can you tell me where the beer is?" I couldn't believe it. My husband doesn't drink, and I am no stranger to alcohol. Can I get a witness? But I, my family, both my parents were alcoholics. But not your Colt 45 alcoholics. My father was a Cutty Sark cocktails, and then a couple of bottles of Chateau Neuf de Pape with dinner, and then closed the evening out with his Pear Williams cognac. And so I was thinking how many problems are caused by alcohol. And it just was, alarms kept going off about that. And then I proceeded to the cereal aisle in the market where there was the wall of cereal. And we don't have children, thankfully. And like Jill, I always like to say there's the beauty and tragedy of not having children and the beauty and tragedy of having children. But I understand that cereal is the basic food of families these days. And I could not believe the colors and cartoon characters and all of the things that are sold as food product for kids. And it really threw me off how we can participate in alcohol and cereal and all these things and then wonder down the line, as Michelle Obama has thankfully pointed out, child obesity and diabetes, and it's like the consequences of our actions can be fairly clearly followed. I was at the graduate last month, and I mentioned I'm a nicotine addict, so I have that. I bum. So I bummed a cigarette from these young girls, and they were taking pictures of themselves, and everything looked just fine. And then fortunately, they were in a group. They're taking their selfies. One girl slipped off the bench and threw up. And I thought, wow, it's so bizarre how we have this repeat regret thing going on with alcohol. So the most current alarm, I think, is mortality. My husband and I are both orphans, and I've lost a sister, and my husband's lost his best friend. And so I have been feeling how my alarm now is to really want to encourage the idea of being present. It sounds like a kind of, I don't know, it's become kind of popular, I think. And I was at Cal Poly last night seeing Menopause the Musical, which was another alarm, but it was kind of encouraging actually to hear this syndrome, I don't know what to call it, this condition made so much fun of, the forgetfulness and all of that. But so many students walking around with their phones and not being in the present. I had, after seeing this play, my husband and I had our 10th anniversary, and our friend, who he is also our kayak concierge, he found a new boat for my husband on Craigslist, and we went and tried the boat, and he said it was a good boat, and I said, great, I'll buy it for him. This was weeks before our anniversary. So we got the boat, and we put it in his side yard, and that was my husband and I had our anniversary, and then a week later, our friend was visiting, and we went down to the Merrymaker. We were listening to music, and we came home, and our friend said goodbye, and then he came in and knocked on the door and asked me to come outside, and he said, so Lorelei, what's with the boat? I had completely forgotten that I had bought this boat, because it was just, you know, his idea, and we put it in his yard, so I presented the boat to my husband weeks after our anniversary. But I did remember when he mentioned it, that so that was the good news. But in Aldous Huxley's book, Island, there's a very irritating bird that I've been keeping in mind, and it flies around and says, here and now, screeching all the time. So that's my current alarm. Thank you.